elders have been urged to jointly address challenges facing learners so that they don't drop out of school. This call comes as hunger, lack of scholastic materials and lack of pads for girls forces pupils out of class in some refugee schools. Alan Amandu, the acting head teacher of Bright Light Primary School in Ofua 5 Village in Rhino Camp Refugee Settlement, says many children have dropped out of school due to hunger and lack of scholastic materials. According to Amandu, with an enrollment of over 2,000 pupils at the school, the 9 teachers get tired teaching in many classes, forcing some learners to disappear from classes.
The issue of school dropout among learners, majorly caused by failure by some parents to provide scholastic materials due to challenges that they face in the refugee camp. When these refugees were newly brought, there were very many partners on the ground supporting them with the food items, scholastic materials, and the other necessities most especially needed by girls. We have observed that these supports have reduced. One other challenge is the reduction in the food ratio. The funding has reduced in the camps, hence affecting the participation of learners in the schools.
Amandu says to encourage learners to return to school, teachers have been sharing personal stories of hardships they endured during their school time in order to encourage the pupils to stay in school. Charles Dajea, the former Terego District Education Officer, acknowledges the challenges, citing lack of parental support and the need for sanitary pads for girls. Dajea says they have been building the capacity of senior women and men teachers to support pupils and keep them in school.
The major issue there is inadequate parental support to the girls, and then the issue of peer influence, and for the refugees, they are vulnerable, you know. A good number of them are even parents themselves. The scholastic materials are not there. The menstrual hygiene materials are missing. What we normally do is we try to give capacity building for the senior and senior men teachers, and then we also do sensitization, radio talk shows, and then we advocate for increased funding, especially for UPE.